Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Tappas. Welcome to Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. There are 31 million small businesses in the United States, which roughly make up about 99% of all businesses in the country. Since 1776, when the U.S. gained its independence from Britain, people living in the U.S. have shared one dream, to live the American dream and make their own fortune. People have come from all over the world and started out as small-scale business owners in the hope of making it big. Many came for the gold during the California Gold Rush and used their haul to start their business in a different part of the country. It is thanks to this custom that the catchphrase, Land of Opportunity, was created, and many Americans still dream of being business owners. As I said, there are millions of small business owners in the United States. Many of them have made significant contributions to the country's economy. In 1953, the federal government started the Small Business Administration, the SBA. The SBA was created to help and counsel small business owners to enable them to prosper and grow into sustainable businesses in the future. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy proclaimed the first National Small Business Week. Celebrations were held to honor the top entrepreneurs in every state with awards and special recognition. After this inaugural celebration, the week became an annual practice. The aim, to encourage other small business owners and enable them to learn from the success stories of the top performers. After learning about how the top performers achieved their success, newer business owners can emulate the same practices to ensure their own success. Since 1963, this U.S. Small Business Administration has worked to assist and counsel small businesses to flourish in this land of opportunity. This has led to an annual increase in the number of small businesses in the U.S. According to statistical data, the probability of young people choosing to start their own business is 188% higher today than it was in 1970. With small businesses coming and going constantly, the SBA has made it its mission to encourage and assist as many small businesses as possible. The purpose of National Small Business Week is to spread awareness about this. National Small Business Week is celebrated during the first week of May every year. This year, it takes place from April 30th to May 6th. Different events are hosted in different places, and top entrepreneurs from every state are given awards for their performances. As I said just a little while ago, apart from recognizing the top entrepreneurs, the goal of this week is to also encourage other small business owners to learn from the marketing campaigns and operations of other small businesses. The hope is to help these other small business owners to scale up their own operations. According to the latest Small Business Index, a recent survey of small businesses from MetLife and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce showed small business owners' outlook on the national economy weakened during the first quarter of 2023. While overall confidence dropped slightly to 60 from 61.1, roughly 20% of small business owners believe the U.S. economy is in good health. Unfortunately, this is down from 27% saying so in the fourth quarter of 2022. Barriers to securing financing have been a growing problem. Around half of the small business owners surveyed say they have access to the capital they need. Again, that's slightly lower than the 54% who said so in the second quarter of 2022. It is significantly lower than those who said so during the second quarter of 2017. At that point, it was 67%. And small businesses are engaging in belt tightening, evidenced by the intention to curb investment. Fewer small businesses say they plan to increase investment over the next year, 38% compared to 47% in the last quarter. Their biggest concern? Inflation tops the list for the fifth consecutive quarter. A record high of 54% of small businesses now say inflation is a top challenge. Secondary concerns include having enough revenue, 22%, supply chain issues, 21%, and rising interest rates, 16%. The Chamber survey included some thoughts from the owner of a coffee roasting shop in San Francisco. The owner was most concerned about navigating higher costs resulting from inflation. The challenge is keeping up with these costs and constantly raising my prices, said the owner. It seems as though I can't keep up. Still, more than half of small business owners say their companies are in good health and that the cash flow is stable. Just over two-thirds of those surveyed said that they had retained the same number of employees over the past year, a sign of security across the sector in the wake of pervasive layoffs across the technology sector. This quarter, small businesses' concerns over the inflation are soaring and their view of the broader economy is darkening, though they still report that their own businesses are in good health. So said Tom Sullivan, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, in a release about the report. That being said, small businesses offer more than unique products and quality services. Besides being an integral part of the economy, they employ 47.1% of U.S. workers. Small Business Week allows the small business owner to celebrate their small business and all that their employees do for them. It also lets them show support for other companies in their community. As part of National Small Business Week, the SBA takes the opportunity to highlight the impact of outstanding entrepreneurs, small business owners, and others who support entrepreneurs from all 50 states, Washington, D.C., and U.S. territories. There will be a number of presenters providing retooling and innovative practices for entrepreneurs as our nation's small businesses look to pivot and recover towards a stronger economy. Every day, they're working to grow small businesses, create 21st century jobs, drive innovation, and increase America's global competitiveness. Details of the national events can be found on the Small Business Week website on sba.gov, as well as updates. You can get information about events in your area from your local small business district office. Even if you can't travel to a national event and there's no local event near you, you can still get involved. Watch live or recorded National Small Business Week events online, shop at local small businesses, or participate in the conversation on social media. Look for National Small Business Week events and information on social media using the hashtag Small Business Week, or follow the SBA on Twitter at sba.gov or on Facebook to get the most current updates. Why celebrate Small Business Week? Celebrating National Small Business Week helps benefit your business in qualitative and quantitative ways. Small Business Week casts a national spotlight each year on independently owned businesses. These businesses include a wide variety of shopping options, from the mom-and-pop storefronts in your local community to home-based e-commerce businesses. Here are the competitive advantages you stand to gain. Raise brand awareness. As a small business, you can leverage Small Business Week 2023 to raise awareness to your brand online using the hashtag Small Business Week in your posts. You can join conversations on social media. Get seen by other businesses as well as their customers as you express and showcase what your business is all about. Take the opportunity to share your insights and experiences other small business owners can benefit from. This helps build authority for your brand. It also gives you the chance to network and engage on social media. Provide media in your posts wherever possible. Ask questions and use polls to boost engagement on platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Promote customer loyalty. Celebrating Small Business Week as a small business is essentially a celebration of yourself. In an email newsletter and on social media, you can point out your successes and share your founding story with customers. Taking the time to speak on why you do what you do shows customers your passion. It's a way to express your genuine commitment to them in a way that compels customers to return. Boost employee morale. This has been and continues to be a challenging time. From the cashier to the stockroom, hardworking employees are ambassadors for a business. They are the ones telling your company story, not just in person, but online too. Make sure they know and understand they're appreciated. Without employees, your business wouldn't thrive. Your employees each have a special contribution to the success of your small business. Celebrate Small Business Week with a special treat for your staff. Small Business Week is also a way to connect with your team and boost morale around being a small business. You can give out your own awards to employees for Small Business Week or give a thank you gift to each of your staff. Appreciate your employees. Give gifts to your employees with a little something to show you appreciate their impact on your business. Take the time to personalize thank you cards that recognize employee achievements and excellent work. Reward your team members by going as a group out to lunch or ordering pizza for the break room. Update your employees' workspaces. This can be a small change like adding plants to desks or as big as repainting shared spaces. Either way, rearranging and improving your employees' workspaces can have a big impact on productivity. It also shows appreciation for all they do for your small business. Show that you see and value their potential by investing in training that can advance their careers. Also, give your staff members free company swag, such as t-shirts and water bottles with a brand logo on them. All these things can go into boosting employee morale and retention. Boost your second quarter sales. Another way you can take advantage of Small Business Week in 2023 is by offering a promotion. For example, a store-wide discount or a coupon for customers who participate by supporting your social media page or by signing up for your email newsletter. Pushing your message as a small business while rewarding customer support with discount promotions can encourage higher sales numbers and help you finish the second quarter stronger. Make the most of Small Business Week 2023. What can you do to maximize the week when small businesses are celebrated? Plan a little something to recognize each of the key groups that play a role in your business's success. Thank your customer base. A genuine thank you promotion helps increase customer loyalty and invites clients to partner in your success. Provide your customers a perk such as a 2 for the price of 1 or a store-wide discount during Small Business Week and explain why you're doing it. Leave a brochure or card with every shopping order you send out to customers during this deal to offer information about your brand. Tell your customers you appreciate them and wouldn't be where you were without their loyalty. A genuine thank you promotion helps increase customer loyalty and invites clients to partner in your success. Authenticity and transparency are what your customers desire. Do you have an idea for a new type of business? Resources are available to explore a business concept for an online business or even a partnership somewhere in your community. Host a contest. To get some excitement into your business, you can set up a contest. Prizes can be as simple as a gift card or a popular piece of merchandise. Your goal is to get your customers to engage with your brand. Contests are also a good way to build an email list of customers. You can use this later to send out marketing materials and stay in touch with your customers. Social media makes running a contest even easier with its wide reach. Some social media contest ideas include product customization contests. For these, your customer can customize your products and submit photos of them. For instance, they can embroider or paint sneakers from your shoe store. You can then feature these submissions on your Instagram page and let viewers vote. New product contests. If you want to expand your product line, you can have customers submit ideas. You then choose the top 5 and have other customers vote on social media for them. Video contests. For this, you can have customers submit a video using your products in a creative way. You can then post them on your social media accounts, and the one with the most likes wins. Team up with local charities. For each purchase during Small Business Week, you can donate to a local charity. For instance, you can donate $1 for every purchase to an animal shelter. Customers often feel more motivated to buy something if they know it'll make a positive impact in their community. It shows your customers that you're dedicated to helping others. Over time, this can help you build customer loyalty. Inspire other businesses. Think back on your experiences as a business owner. Through the ups and downs, are there any experiences you can share, such as recovering from a website hack? Your expertise is worthy of sharing and able to inspire other business owners. You also will ignite your customers with your passion and share your company's journey with them in a way that builds trust and loyalty. Videos are shown to get the most engagement on social media and can rank at the top of major search engines. Round up a couple of your staff members who are keen on public speaking to represent your business in an About Us video. This not only increases your exposure, but gets your employees engaged with your brand. You can also partner with other local shops during Small Business Week. Working with other local small businesses can powerfully enhance your own business operations. If you choose the right business to partner with, you can begin referring traffic to one another, offering incentives to the other customers, and selling each other's products. The first step is to find businesses that have similar customers to yours, but don't sell the same services or products. So if you have a personal training business, you may want to partner with a nutritionist or perhaps a small boutique that sells exercise equipment. If you already have some relationship established with other businesses, those would be the places where you would want to start. If not, reach out to businesses that have similar customers to yours and see if they're interested in setting up a partnership. Here are a few ways you and other shops can promote each other for Small Business Week. Referral traffic. Your business would seem more credible and desirable if another local business is directing customers to your store and vice versa. Sometimes, simply putting brochures for a partner business at your front desk or checkout counter can be enough to direct new traffic. Special discounts. You can provide special discounts to customers of the partnering business. For example, you run a personal training business and down the street from you is a nutritionist. You can provide the nutritionist with coupons for your services that they give their customers. You can also offer your customer coupons for their services. This can help both businesses gain new customers. Selling each other's products. Getting your products sold in multiple locations is usually a great option for increasing sales and profits. You'll want to make sure that your product is being placed in stores where your customers will most likely shop. For example, you run a store that specializes in chocolates, and there's a jewelry store in your area. You could partner with that jewelry store and display small boxes of chocolates alongside their jewelry. The jewelry store would get a cut of whatever they sell in their store. These two items would go very well together and most likely increase sales and profits for both of your stores. Leverage free resources to host an event. Prove your small business is a leader among your peers by planning and hosting a networking event. What you want to do is bring nearby entrepreneurs and small business staff together to get to know one another, learn new things, and make new friends. You never know when your networking event can lead to a new partnership or a new client, or at least high-level quality leads. At the very least, you will generate some buzz and raise brand awareness simply by hosting the event. Take advantage of free training from the SBA during Small Business Week. It will be video streaming live from its website. Check your local SBA district office to learn about any meetups going on. Local media outlets may publish Small Business Week event calendars and schedules. If nothing has been planned nearby, you can plan a meetup at your business location or at a larger public space. Invite local entrepreneurs and business owners to show up for networking and to watch live or recorded SBA events online. Let invitees know what they'll gain from the training. There are live webinars on marketing, social engine optimization, SEO, and other hot topics in the small business world. As the host of the event, you get the opportunity to hand out brand invitations and share your company story to all the attendees in a speech. Ready to use Small Business Week to make an impact on your team and your bottom line? Here are some ideas that can generate buzz around your brand. Highlight your story in a social media campaign. To celebrate the importance of entrepreneurs and small businesses, you can inspire existing and aspiring small business owners. Talk about the impact your company is making in your local community and in the world. Use relevant hashtags, including hashtag Small Business Week, hashtag business, hashtag business tips, hashtag home business, and hashtag small business love. Write a blog post and share it on social media posts. Or make a video sharing your company's startup story or highlighting personal insights from your entrepreneurial journey. Be sure to emphasize the values and passions that have propelled you to serve your customers. If you have a local storefront, consider planning something for Small Business Week in partnership with a neighboring business location. Give the other local business coupons to hand to their customers for a discount at your store. You can offer a reward to their customers with a discount at your store. Meanwhile, send your customers over to your partner store with a loyalty discount coupon code. This expands your reach to another business's audience that shares the same geolocation. However, if your business is online only, you can still offer this partnered promotion with online coupon codes and promote it on social media. Reach out to online influencers to share your business. You can also leverage Small Business Week to boost online engagement and e-commerce sales. One option is to pay a social media influencer in your niche to review your product or promote a discount code to their audience. Giving the influencer a percentage of your sales is usually the best way to drive sales numbers up. Contact bloggers, YouTubers, and other influencers in your industry with a specific targeted audience. Ask if they would feature you in a guest post on their blog, or if they want to contribute on your blog. This gives you the opportunity to share your link with a similar audience, helping you get your brand and product in front of more leads. Give gift cards to customers who spend during Small Business Week. Gift cards to your store are a great way to reward customers for spending, whether they shop online or at your storefront. To bolster sales during Small Business Week, offer a gift card to anyone who spends more than a certain threshold on an order, or offer different gift card amounts to reward different size orders. Planning ahead, be sure to request your promotional event to be published in event calendars by local media outlets. This brings shoppers back to your store to spend more, and often they'll spend more than the amount on the gift card. Small Business Week can be one of the most profitable weeks of the year for your small business. But don't think that simply being open will drive business results. You'll need to get the word out about your Small Business Week sale and create special offers and partnerships in order to capitalize on the momentum of the annual celebration. And with the right strategy, you could see yourself set up for a very large sales bump. Now is a great time to put a reminder in your 2024 calendar to give yourself enough notice to comfortably get ready for next year's Small Business Week. By planning ahead for Small Business Week, you can avoid missing out on the opportunity to nurture the key relationships that make your business possible. Planning ways to recognize and reward your loyal customer base and your staff members with gifts and opportunities can lift employee morale during this week. You can also offer a special promotion to incentivize sales and highlight your success story to boost your marketing reach. Good luck and have fun. After all, Small Business Week has grown from simply supporting local businesses. Now it's a celebration of your community and your success. Hashtag Small Business Week. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any previous Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj, that's score.org/southeastnj, and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.